You are listening to a CarCast digital audio recording of the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors general membership meeting from Thursday, March 1st, 2007. These meetings are open to all CAR members. We gather at the Doubletree Hotel in Charlottesville on the first Thursday of each month at 8:15 a.m. Enjoy!
I now call the March meeting of the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors to order. Our next order of business is SunTrust Mortgage, who is going to give a brief presentation this morning. They're a CAR affiliate and the sponsor of today's meeting. Ty, please come forward.
Good morning. They told me that I had 5 minutes, and I complained. They said, well, if you're going to give away some prizes, we'll give you 10 minutes. So I brought some prizes. So I thought, good, we'll get 10 minutes. Then I show up this morning, and the first thing, I'm in the back of the room. Judy's in the front of the room. She yells at me in the back of the room, hobbles back, meets me halfway, only to tell me, you got 5 minutes. And after five, because it's on my schedule right here, after 5 minutes, jerk him off the stage politely. Okay. So I figured, all right, I'll take 5 minutes. I don't have a lot to say anyway. So the first thing I thought I'd do is I'd write just down a couple of notes just to make a couple of things. A couple of comments, we'll make sure I got it made. So I wrote a few things down that I wanted to go over. Seriously, this is the third time in the last 5 months that we've stood in front of you as a sponsor to one of your general membership meetings. We appreciate that. What we thought we would do this time, instead of telling you about some product or some special feature, what we thought we'd do is come up here and simply tell you how much we appreciate you. 2006 marked the fourth consecutive year that the Charlottesville office of SunTrust Mortgage has set a record for production year over year. While we'd like to think we've got a bunch of great people working in our office, which we do, that are very professional, very dedicated, and work long and hard at it, we couldn't do what we do without you. So we wanted to come up this morning and simply say thank you for what you do for us. I would like to make a couple of things, points to make. One is 2005, SunTrust Mortgage was chosen as the number one lender in America in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power's customer satisfaction in the servicing of loans. 2006, we were number one by J.D. Powers in the origination process, customer satisfaction of mortgages. Only company to win the two awards back-to-back. Now, what does that mean? In customer satisfaction survey being number one in servicing loans, that means your clients that are sent to SunTrust are more likely to be happier 1 year, 3 years, five, 7 years down the road, however many, when they're actually in the process of living in the house and owning the home. Your contact that you make with them through your database and the fact that they're happy with their mortgage after they're living in the house is more likely them think good things about you because you're the one who sent them to SunTrust in the first place. Number one by J.D. Powers in the origination process of the loan. What does that mean? Again, clients that you send to SunTrust are more happy, more likely to be happy with the mortgage process while it's going on waiting for the house to close. And as you know, there's no time that a client is more likely to sing the praises of someone in the transaction than the 30 days before closing and the 30 days after closing. So what that does is the clients that are sent to SunTrust, they're more likely to say good things about the person who sent them to SunTrust in the first place. So for those of you that have sent or are currently sending people to SunTrust, we thank you. Those of you that have done it in the past and maybe you haven't done it recently, give us a shot again. And those of you that have not tried, give us a shot. See if we can perform to the level that J.D. Power says our company does. It is good to note that our company does a really good job of tracking these same reports that J.D. Powers has. We have a customer satisfaction survey that goes out to each client. And each individual office is rated on a monthly basis by the company. The Charlottesville office has always been in the top 10% of our company each month as it rolls out. And we've had several months over the last year that we've been number one, the number one branch in the company. So, again, to wrap this up, what we wanted to do this morning was come up here, get off in 5 minutes, and simply say thank you for what you do for us. And if you haven't given us a chance, give us one. Now, because I got to stay a little longer, I get to give some prizes away. So, if we could get the young lassie to bring the bowl up here to us. I got $20 in my pocket. I think we might could give a fourth one away if we need to. I know, and you like that, don't you? Joan Esposito. All right, pick, Joan, which one?
Ooh, the biggest one.
Oh. $50 in certificates for Carmike, and I love movies. But maybe your clients, you give them to them afterwards. Next is Joan, oh, we already done that.
Carter Montague.
All right, you get $40 at Starbucks or $40 at Tiger Fuel. Which one? Yeah, you have to pick. You have to pick. You got it. That's $40 at Tiger Fuel. You can buy yourself an RC dope, some peanuts, and some gas. Michael Burkhoff? Michael. You get one choice, $40 at Starbucks. Hope you drink coffee. If you don't, your clients will. Thank y'all. Have a nice day.
You did well, Ty. You did well. Thank you very much. I couldn't tease everybody like that. So I appreciate Ty, and we do a lot of business with Ty, and SunTrust always does a great job. There's a few issues that Carr would like you to be aware of. Many of you, I'm sure, read your news group the other day, but basically HUD has given an agency $1 million to do testing on all of us, the lenders and the realtors. And if any of you have been in the business as long as I have, you probably feel like you've been tested at one time or the other, but some of you new people may really not know what that's all about. But lenders and realtors should never offer opinions about the areas that might be a suitable location in which a client may live. You may point the client towards information sources, but offering an opinion on the information could get you in trouble. As they told us in the professional standards course the other day, be the source, but not the source. So, you know, direct them to the agencies that can give them the information, but be very, very careful in conveying what your opinion is, because that can get you all in trouble. I can remember one time in Forest Lakes many years ago, if they weren't testers, they were college students who were studying fair housing. They came in, and every possible question that could have been a trigger, they asked me, and I was standing there afraid to open my mouth because I was just knew I was going to say the wrong thing. If you look on the reverse side of your meeting agenda, you'll see a schedule of some fair housing courses that are going to be held. And, you know, you're encouraged to take a look at those and see the ones that would best suit your needs. We're also excited to host the Workforce Housing Community Forum on April the 30th at UVA's Newcomb Hall. The forum will examine the best practices for housing the community workforce in university towns. And if you're interested in helping plan this event, see Dave. And everyone is invited, so please mark your calendars for April the 30th. And for we'll be sending out more details as they unfold. Today we have a special guest from the Virginia Association of Realtors. Ted Truitt is here as part of the Virginia VAR's Code is Good Business program. And he'll be sharing some of his proven sales techniques with us. Ted, would you like to come up?
I would.
Well, okay.
Wow, I'm mic'd up already. I might just sit here. I've got to come.
Okay.
Sit next to the young lass.
My name's Ted Truitt, Archduke of Acreage. I got a lot of acreage. You can see it. In preparing to come here today to speak with you about real estate, I decided first and foremost that I needed to look good. And I think I did that. I don't know if you can tell. I went out and got this suit, and part of the code of ethics would tell you, if you don't have the money, don't take the suit. Ted doesn't roll that way. I needed a suit, so I took a suit. This is the second stop on my international tour of Virginia. And I wanted to make a good impression on you. So I went to Bartlett's, a couple other quotation books, to try to find something that would be very pertinent to our message here today. I found this one. Ted Truitt is the greatest real estate coach ever. I said that. Ted Truitt. It's on my website, tedtruitt.com. I don't know if you've been there, but you should go. You'll learn something. You'll be smarter. I teach various seminars around Virginia, one of which is entitled Location, Location, Location. It's 94 minutes long. It's all dealing with the subject of how to locate listings in the MLS that you can steal away from other listing agents. It's very good. Gold mine. Been digging through there for years. The next seminar that I do is called Avoiding the IRS. It's 94 minutes long as well. You can hear Ted's amazing journey from agent to convict to real estate sales legend. That's what I am now. My favorite seminar that I do is entitled The Ted. It's 374 minutes long. It's very good. You'll be very impressed, as I am, every time I give it. I have a new seminar that I've been working on. It's called The Code of Ethics. It's 2 minutes long. It's very boring. Whatever you do, don't come to that one. It's not very good at all. In my journey around the international state of Virginia, I get a chance to make an impact on people. They listen to me. Sometimes they cry. It's very good. Real estate people like yourself, lost in the wilderness of the world, looking for answers, looking for solutions. I'll read you some letters to the Teditor. Dear Ted, one of my strategies is to send out 500 handwritten letters to absentee owners who live outside my county. It reads, Dear Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I know them. Would you consider selling your property at 123 Elm Street to a prospect of mine? The response ratio from these letters is high, but when the owners call, they immediately ask for the buyer's offer and identity. Once they realize that I don't have a specific buyer, it just goes south from there. What am I doing wrong, and how do I correct it? I responded, Dear stupid, you should start by showing the houses as if you already represent them. Clearly, this is the best way to do it. You might break through a window, look under the mat for keys. Many people leave them there. And then you show the house. Maybe you clean it up a little bit. Maybe you don't. People like the lived-in look. Then once you have a potential buyer on the line, then you call the owner. Problem solved. Sincerely, the smartest man in the world, Ted. Here's another. I've had my real estate license for the last 3 years, recently obtaining my broker's license. However, real estate is a second career for me. I work full-time as a police detective investigating real estate fraud and white-collar crimes. When delivering a listing presentation, what's the best way to address this fact if the issue is raised? I responded thusly, Dear detective, The Ted no longer lives here. Never write again. Wrong email. Sincerely, the Ted. Okay, let's move on. These are kind of boring. I wanted to give out a couple of awards. I like to call them teddies. Not those kind. They're actually kind of cute. They're bears. Teddy bears. Yeah. I like to give out awards to people who do things that I think are particularly brilliant, that follow my whatever it takes system and strategy of selling the house at all costs and benefit to yourself. So first of all, I'd like to bring up a very creative salesperson here in your association who has really done some amazing work. Is Pat Suri here? Pat, please, come on up. It's come to my attention that Pat has turned the open house concept into an all-weekend frat party, and I think that is fantastic because it puts more people in the house, and they're drunk and ready to buy. So I think that's great. Excellent, Pat. Thank you. Now, this next person is the most aggressive sales agent in your region that I've ever met in my life. In fact, I've never met her, so that's why it's qualified such. Jenny Greenwood, where are you? Come on up here. Jenny Greenwood this year actually sold a house that was demolished in 1949, and I thought that was pretty amazing. Yes, absolutely. Good job. It's brilliant. Okay, Jeff Whitaker, where are you? Come on, Jeff. You, this guy right here. He's got it. This guy's got magic. He sold two houses this year without roofs. It was really awesome. This is a good color for you. Yes, yes. Take that home to your child. Absolutely. Nice to meet you. This guy, brilliant. What it takes. Now, let's see, is Tom Seeley here? Tom, come on up here. Yes. Tom has given away the most Supra keys to inner city gangs. And it is quite profitable. Yes, it is quite profitable. It's good exposure. It's on the news a lot. I really like what you're doing for your listeners. And this person, really, very wise, smart, intelligent. I like the way she works. Marina Ringstrom. Where are you? Is that you? No, it's you. She's the wisest person in your area because she has the ability to demand a commission on a home that she's merely thought about listing. She sees a house and says, that one should sell. Pay up. Excellent. Collect that. As I conclude, I wanted to talk to you about something very important. The code of the goody-goodies. Judy, clearly I'm more qualified than you are. But if that's how you want to do this, you go ahead and talk about the code. I just want to say this. TedTruitt.com. Please go to it. I've got cards. You can see me. I'm very funny. Very smart. And good looking.
Thank you, Chad. Well, I hope you all know by now that that was a joke. And, you know, he's a great example of how not to do business. But, you know, VAR this year has taken ethics very, very seriously. And the main reason for that is that many people perceive us all to be like Ted. And so they're going to make a strong effort this year to try to change the image of the public of what a realtor is about. And so that's where this program has come about. It's called The Code is Good Business. And you're going to be seeing more and more about that this year as VAR will roll out this new program. The brokers in the area will be getting kits to train the agents in the offices, and it's something that we all should embrace. As new agents, there's probably a lot that you don't know. It's a very complicated document, so you should really take it and study it. And for all of us that have been around for a while, it's a living document, and it changes every year. And this year alone, there were many, many changes dealing with technology, email, websites. So if you haven't studied the changes for this year, for those of you who have been around, you may want to take a look at it. We all need to be kept current. Their new website, which you can see here, is www.thecodeisgoodbusiness.com. And even, you see that green slimy thing up in the corner? If you just didn't get enough of Ted today, click on that. He's there too. Actually, Ted is a very important part of their training program this year, and so they don't want to make it boring. They want to make you laugh every once in a while. And I know Lisa Noon is here. Where is Lisa? She's over there in the corner. Lisa is from VAR, and she's been very instrumental in putting this program together. So thank you, Lisa. Well, before we move to the committee reports, we have a very special giveaway. About 300 people completed a survey, making them eligible to win one of the two gas cards that Maria Hedges of 1-800-GUT-JUNK has provided. And Maria, are you here? Would you like to come on up and make those presentations?
Okay, very good. Can you hear me okay? Ted?
Hi.
Can you pick a number between 1 and 26?
37.
Very good.
25.
Hold on. The first winner of the $50 gas card and other little goodies is Weatherman. Who's Weatherman? At peoplepc.com?
W.T.H. Herman.
Do you know that person, Andrew?
We'll have to look
him up. Okay. Well, that's the winner, so we'll circle that one. I'll circle that. So it's a $50 gas card and some other treats from Hess across the road here. Okay. Sue, could you pick another number? Another number between 1 and 2. Sorry. 226, excluding 37.
222.
222. Donna Patton? Okay. Oh, wonderful.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Maria. Next, I'd like to move on to committee reports, and I know the Education Committee, Donna, you might as well come on back up. Has a presentation to make and some ABR pins to hand out.
Thanks, Judy. I'm proud to present ABR pins to a stellar group of agents today. ABR, which stands for Accredited Buyer Representative, is a designation held by just a little over 50,000 realtors. The ABR designation is the result of a need to recognize a new way of doing business and the importance of buyer representation. As I call your name, please come forward to receive your pin and the folders. See Andrea after the meeting to get your folder because they aren't in the same order as the names. As we'd like to get a group picture, please stay up front and we'll hold the applause until the end. Steve Watson, Roy Wheeler. Sue Plascon, Real Estate 3 West. Jeff Whitaker, Real Estate 3 North. Robert Grady, Real Estate 3 Forest Lakes. Sharon Duke, Real Estate 3 Crossroads. Justin Kent, Real Estate 3 North. Jenny Oliver, Real Estate 3 West. Kim Verbuchen, Real Estate 3 West. Betty Thomas, Real Estate 3 West. Ernest Pippin, Real Estate 3 West. Virginia Morris, Real Estate 3 North. Charles McDonald, Real Estate 3 West. Tanya Reynolds, Real Estate 3 West. Ann Hughes, Real Estate 3 West. Amy Webb, Real Estate 3 West. Pam Anderson, Real Estate 3 North. And Patricia Rowe, Real Estate 3 Glenmore.
Thanks, Donna, and congratulations to all of you who have earned this designation. Next on our agenda is the Community Relations Committee, and who I know you are. You know that they're all ready to kick off a new year with service for this year. So would Barclay Mullins and Michaela Harper please come forward?
We've got a food drive coming up on March 31st at the end of the month. It's at two locations, Giant on Pantops and Kroger on Hydraulic. And we need your help to come out there and volunteer to just for 3 hours of your time. It's going to be from 9 to 3. We had a great time last year. We had several volunteers out there. It was a great success. We had about 2,000 pounds collected just at one location. And so we think we can get maybe 4,000 pounds and fill up two pots. And we're really looking forward to it. We're going to have 95.1 out there. So maybe if you come by, you may get on the air and talk about how great this event is. It's a fun event, and we challenge everybody to come out there if you got maybe 3 hours of your time to come out there and make a difference. It's refreshing to see people come out there and donate items. They'll come out and ask you, you know, what do you need? And they'll come back with like a case of canned goods, and it's nice to see that people really care about donating to the food bank. And it's a great cause, and it's a fun time to come out. So we hope to see everybody out there. We've got sign-up sheets. I think we've got three people signed up. We need about 30, so we're about 30 short or 27 short, so we need about half of y'all to sign up, and we'll be fine.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, Barclay. Michaela. There you go. Are there any other committee reports? Kim, would you use the microphone, please?
I'll just yell. The Social Committee is having their first Car After Hours, and it's going to be an honor to St. Patrick's Day on the 14th of March, and we're going to do it at South Street Brewery. So we're going to try and break all attendance records this year, coming to the socials. Just come out and have a good time. Don't worry about work. And it's from 5 to 7 at South Street Brewery downtown. And they're
going to
have some drink specials for us as well.
Great.
Sure. I need about three more people to help the Salvation Army on Saturday night. So if anybody has to join us Saturday night, 4:30 to 6:30, Salvation Army,
that would
be great. Thanks.
Great. Are there any other committee reports? None? Okay. Do we have any new realtor members that would like to be introduced today? Barbara?
Montague Miller and Company, the Charlottesville office, would like to introduce Nancy Barrett.
Any other new realtor members? Olga?
Yes. I'd like to introduce Maria Munoz. She is our bilingual new agent in the Spanish division.
Any others? I see one. Mike Burkhoff, that you back there?
Okay. Mike Burkhoff, American Associates. We have one realtor, Courtney Riquette.
Any others? Okay. Are there any new affiliate members here today? Okay. Well, for those of you, for the new members that are coming, welcome to CAR. We look forward to seeing all of you in the coming weeks and doing some business with you, and we hope everyone will support the CAR food drive at the end of the month. This meeting is adjourned. Stop by your table on the way out to sign up for the food drive.